spot was sold for just $82,000. It's near the Giants ballpark. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
The head of Europe's public broadcasters has a petition for Greece's finance minister. It's calling on Athens to turn state TV back on. The stations were shuttered and 2,600 employees fired in an austerity move. Workers have continued to make online. Kim Baker resigned.
What am I supposed to do? Well, the government seems to be cheating, selling us to the enemy. And those who are supposed to be preaching are now warring.
Day today. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on Friday the 14th, and they told me it was going to be warm today. The sun was going to come out, and things were going to be great. Will somebody please go out and find the weather, the meteorologist that told that story, and tell him to look outside, and that is not what's going on. So I just thought I'd get that out. It is open mic today, and it's going to be live for about an hour. We'll do a best of at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock. I've got to go to a meeting, and Jeff is going to be there also, and so we are going to shut it down and go there. And I promise you, we are still working on your behalf, learning as much as we can so we can come back and make it a better way of life. We do things a little bit differently here on Tracy and Friends for the simple reason that though we are a media company and we are talk radio hosts and co-hosts, what we do is that we make things happen for you. I want you to take a listen to this, and then I want you to weigh in on what you think about this, because I have a problem with IRS agents training with AR-15s because they want to.
Congressman Jeff Duncan says he learned about this during a visit to a federal law enforcement facility, saying, quote, "When I left there, it's been bugging me for weeks now. Why IRS agents are training with semi-automatic rifle AR-15s, which have standoff capability. Are Americans that much of a target that you need that kind of capability? Interesting question, right? So that comes as a new Fox News poll shows that most Americans think that the targeting of conservative groups was indeed intentional. Look at this. 66% say that they believe that the targeting of conservative groups was intentional and that higher-ups were to blame, that it came from higher levels. Just 23% say it happened by mistake, and that is the contention by pretty much everybody who's defending that group. So I'm joined now by Doug Schoen, former pollster for President Clinton and a Fox News contributor, and Monica Crowley, syndicated radio talk show host and a Fox News contributor. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Mark.
Good to have you here. First, let's go backwards here. What do you think about the poll? Does that surprise you, Doug? I mean, the contention all along has been, look, it was unintentional, and it was done by lower folks in Cincinnati. 66% think just the opposite.
Right. Well, that was and has been the contention. You're absolutely right. But given the evidence that we've garnered, that the people in Cincinnati said it was people in Washington, that former Director Shulman was at the White House 158 times, and to me, most tellingly, he met at least one of those times, if not more, with Stephanie Cutter, the deputy campaign manager of the Obama reelection effort. It's hard to see that what the White House has said is true, and given the rest of the Fox poll, and I think common sense, Martha, it's pretty hard to accept the White House's assertions.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard Democrats, so Doug, let me stay with you for a second on this, basically saying that they think this is over. You know, this is a done deal. Nothing going on here, folks. Just move it along. But those numbers would belie that reaction.
Well, I think the numbers belie that reaction. I also think the facts and the unanswered questions belie that reaction. I heard Elijah Cummings over the weekend. And it's a convenient answer, I guess, to say, let's move on, as some have said with Benghazi. But what the poll says is people want answers, yeah. Real answers, and now.
What about this whole thing with the guns, Monica? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you've got the targeting of conservatives, then you have the $50 million that was spent on conferences and line dancing. Mm-hmm. As Roger Ailes pointed out, they're not very good at it either. so he doesn't see why they have the need to continue to train them. Doesn't look like a lost cause. And now we're learning that they're training some of them. And there is a law enforcement arm or section of the IRS so that they have that. But really, semi-automatic weapons necessary to deal with taxes?
Right. I mean, just when you think that you've heard it all, Martha, something more outrageous comes at us here. I mean, why IRS agents, which are basically number crunchers and dealing with the public, dealing with the taxpayers, why they would need to have weapons is a really outstanding question. You mentioned that there is a law enforcement arm to the IRS, and that's true, but another outstanding question here is how widespread this is going to be in terms of, is your local IRS agent going to be packing heat when you go in for your audit? We don't know. And I think when you get this news on the heels of the severe abuse of power that we've been talking about with the IRS, in addition to the Department of Homeland Security also amassing massive numbers of weapons and ammunition, mm-hmm. you have to wonder, what are these domestic agencies doing with this kinds of these kinds of weapons and ammo?
I mean, you would think local police, law enforcement would, provide mm-hmm. backup if necessary. We realize sometimes they go into some tough situations. We did a little research on this. No IRS enforcer has ever been killed in the line of duty, but they've had to use those weapons 8 times and accidentally fired the weapons 11 times over the last couple of years, Doug. So that's not too reassuring.
Well, it's not reassuring. Maybe it's just the reason why they need training with weapons. Seriously, though, Martha, the only argument I could see if there was some enhanced drug enforcement or need to take assets that required the IRS to be armed and dangerous, but I agree with Monica, bottom line, I don't want my IRS agent packing heat. And I paid my taxes, rest assured.
Doug, thank you. Monica, thank you. We'll see you guys soon.
Hey, what do you think about that? The number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to come back in. I'll revisit that a little bit later on also. But I wanted to get that out. And I wanted to finish what I was saying, and I queued it up, and I wanted to go ahead and get that out. We do a lot here, and a lot of times you see me bounce in and out, and see Jeff bouncing in and out, and sometimes we shut it down and go some other places. It's because we're trying to do everything on a shoestring budget to make things happen and to learn as much as we can, to network as much as we can, to be in the front of people as much as we can so that we can always bring you good information and things to make you think. And that's important. that's so very, very important to you, to our community, to our nation. You need to be everywhere, and you don't need to be there as a media person. You need to be there as a point of influence. And that's something that we have not been taught. They don't teach you that in school. They don't teach you that you're supposed to be in areas so that you can be a point of influence and so that you can change the wrongs that you see. And so when you look at this thing that's going on with the IRS, you need to be able to speak out on what you think about that and let people hear you. I don't think we understand. I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think we realize how much of a bad idea it really, really is. Having our IRS, if you're going to have an enforcement arm, then we need to redefine what we do. But we have all these federal agencies and these state agencies and these local agencies, and all of them have different types of enforcement agencies, and, you know, they have, you know, I found out they have a secret police that just deals with their secret service, but there's another police, the enforcement agency, that just deals with congressional representatives, such as your Senate and your House Congressional Senate. So they have their own police force, too. We have the Secret Service, and then they take care of your currency at one time, and they dealt with fraud. That's how they started. But now they take care of the national the security of the White House, the First Family, and that. So we know about the Secret Service. There's too much, and things can be redefined and streamlined. Many, many people, many, many organizations right now are getting redefined and streamlined because of our economic situation in our country. You see that happening. People are getting called on the phone and saying, listen, you know what? I know that you make $40,000 a year, but we're getting ready to cut your salary this year, and it's going to start next month. We're going to cut your salary down to $35,000. So you made $40,000, but now you're going to make $35,000, and if you can't deal with that, you're going to have to find another job. Do you really understand that that's how things are going right now? And if things are going that way, and this is the plight of the future, then tell me, why is it that our government is not streamlining and becoming more effective as they're making private companies do so? Private companies right now, they are streaming down to where they are making sure that they're getting the bang for their buck. But as long as we're spending taxpayer dollars, we don't get the bang for our buck. What we get is just your buck spent. And I'm just saying, you know, it's open mic. I'll go where you want to go. But I just want you to realize, you know, you got IRS agents, and they're training with AR-15s because they need to make sure that they can be, you know, secure, and they can – what? So why is it that you can go and call – why can't you call the deputy sheriff when you go into town? Why is it that you can't call our state patrol when you go into town? Why is it that you can't call our local law enforcement officers when you go into town, when you have to go and have enforcement? And why don't you make it all of – it just doesn't make sense to me. Some things just make absolutely no sense to me. And we continue with the nonsense. And then my next topic that I want to talk about while I'm here, and like I said, it is open mic, I got to go back to what's going on with this, the spying on American citizens. Everybody's telling me this kid did something wrong. Yes, he did. But if he hadn't done something wrong, we wouldn't know what he did, and we wouldn't be having this conversation. And you needed to know, as an American citizen, that your government has been spying on you. You don't think because they're not listening, they don't need to listen into your conversation for them to be spying on you. They don't need to go home with you for them to be spying on you. But I'll bet you every time you swipe your card, Giant Eagle knows what's going on with you.
We are moments away this morning from a closed house hearing into the leaking of classified NSA surveillance programs. But yesterday, during an open Senate committee hearing, one Democratic senator grilled the National Security Agency chief, General Keith Alexander, on the program that seized the phone records of millions of Americans. Here's that exchange with Senator Merkley.
How do we get from the reasonable grounds, relevant, authorized investigation, statement of facts, to all phone records, all the time, all locations? here I have my Verizon phone, my cell phone. What authorized investigation gave you the grounds for acquiring my cell phone data?
Interesting moment there yesterday. And now I'm joined by New York Republican Congressman Peter King on the House Intelligence Committee, and he will be in that closed-door briefing. Congressman, welcome back. Good to have you here this
morning.
Thank you, Martha. So what I know this is a closed briefing, so the contents of it will remain closed, but what questions do you want answered in that briefing today?
Well, I'm pretty much familiar with the entire program, and I support it. I think this program is absolutely essential. I think General Alexander has done a terrific job. There's absolutely nothing unconstitutional about it. It follows the law strictly, and we should thank God every day that this is in effect because it has saved so many lives, especially in New York, where I was actually on the ground with Commissioner Kelly back in 2009, that Sunday evening that they were stopping the Zazi attack, and I know how essential that was. Otherwise, hundreds, maybe thousands of New Yorkers would have been incinerated in the subway system the next day if it were not for this system that was in place.
You know, I mean, there's a bunch of different reports out on that particular incident that suggest that it actually was not this program that helped to uncover Najib al-Azazi, and that the intelligence came primarily from a British agent who had found a computer back in 2009 that ended up linking us to him. And I don't want to, go too deeply
right.
into all the details.
I disagree with that.
I understood, and there's a little bit of controversy over that. But, one of the questions that comes to my mind when I look at this program and is the question about the Boston bombings. Now, we all understand, that you're not going to catch everyone all the time, but it seems like it was tailor-made in this program to catch these guys. They were all over the internet. They were all over YouTube. They were communicating with folks in Dagestan. Now, why would these two brothers have been able to protect their own privacy? They had a lot of privacy in all of the dealings that they had with regard to the planning of this. Why did they have so much privacy when it appears that so many others do not?
Well, first of all, no one's internet is violated. No one's emails can be looked at unless there's a total foreign connection. They cannot look at anyone's
emails. But there was a foreign connection, Congressman King, and we knew that because Russia had alerted us to them. So what I'm saying is, I know that sometimes we can't get it right, but this is a tailor-made example for this. So I feel like it's a perfect structure to look at and say, look, let's look at this situation because this should have caught these guys.
It would only, first of all, I agree that the FBI could have done more on the brothers in Massachusetts when they were alerted by the Russian government. There's no indication that they actually had given that to the NSA. Having said that, maybe you're saying there should be more surveillance. Maybe there should be. The fact is they are doing all they can, and there's no indication that I have that any of this was transmitted by telephone or even by email as they were planning an attack. Just because the Russians say someone has traveled, that would not be sufficient grounds, as I understand it, for them to be looking into someone's emails, and he was an American citizen.
Yeah, but one was an American citizen, one wasn't. The only reason, I'm not trying to, sort of hammer,
right.
I mean, obviously people were lost. It was a huge tragedy. But I feel like in the context of this larger discussion, when you're looking at this huge collection of data, it ought to be that when somebody's tipped off by the Russians, and maybe, they say, oh, we checked them out and they're fine, but wouldn't you at least continue to take a look at their phone records and their internet just as a matter of course, because we have been alerted to them. And if that's not the case, I'm searching for the knowledge, and I think a lot of that there's an efficiency,
Martha,
in this program.
No, Martha, first of all, there was no, unfortunately, when the FBI investigated it, they found no terrorist connection.
Correct.
Absent that, they cannot use this system. That's the whole, it protects American citizens. And this Russian brother was protected, as I understand what happened in this case. We don't know all the details. But the fact is, that shows how difficult it is for these phone calls to be followed, and also how very, very difficult it is to go into anyone's emails.
But that makes no sense, because if you're going to look at anybody's emails,
Martha,
you could say to the judge, and we know that the FISA court accepts almost every single one of these cases.
No, that's
look,
not
judge,
true. That is not true.
Well,
not true.
I think there were six that they didn't accept out of 1,000
No, Martha,
something.
But that is a very distorted version of it. The
All
fact
right, tell
is,
me the truth.
The truth on that is the reason there's a small number rejected is if it's not going to be accepted, it's not submitted. There's much negotiation back and forth between the courts. I've spoken to lawyers involved with the NSA, those, and how difficult it is and how often they're told they cannot get it done. Then they refine it and they bring it down and then they bring it back. And that's what you see is being approved. But often the first suggestion or the first request is turned down, and then they modify it. So all you see is the final approval that was given, not the initial. Now, as far as this other, what you're talking about is, what you're saying is there are too many protections in place.
No,
Americans
I'm just saying let's make sure
much.
It's
That's
efficient
saying, really.
And it works. And we're not just grabbing a ton of information that we don't know how to use. Are you telling me that there would be a judge if you went to them and say, you know, the Russians alerted us to these guys, but we can't find anything on them. But can we just keep looking at their phone stuff? A judge is going to say no?
Yes, I don't see that going through. I really don't, because you would have to show a terrorist connection.
That's disturbing,
because
that would have been helpful.
I agree, but just so you know, to this day, they've not been able to show a foreign terrorist connection to this. Now, maybe it's there, but even after all this investigation, there's still no proof, even now, after the fact, after we know what happened, of the foreign terrorist connection. Until you have that, you cannot use FISA and you cannot use PRISM. That's just the reality of it. So that's what you're saying really proves how much American citizens are being protected, sometimes at the risk of our own safety.
I think it proves that the system is not efficient, that we're gathering so much information right thing.
You're grasping at straws. You're saying because we didn't catch this one, because of the protections in place. Maybe then what you're saying is we should have less protections, and that's a different story. I'm saying that these phone numbers, which are kept, there is no constitutional right. This is fully in accordance with the Constitution, fully in accordance with the FISA Act, fully in accordance with court supervision and monitoring. So I just don't see what the issue is here.
What I'm hoping is that it actually leads to real results. And what we heard yesterday was that it has. So do you think that we will see some of those instances disclosed so that people like me and a lot of other folks out there can say, okay, I get it. You know, we need to have some declassification here so we can prove it to the American people now that we know all this.
Yeah, well, first of all, largely was known to Congress all along. Now, having said that, I hope General Alexander can release more. But, you know, the more you release, the more you tip off the enemy. This is very, very difficult to do. We have an enemy that wants to kill us. And
I
we have
agree.
An enemy that's every day is planning and watching everything we do. Everything we disclose that may seem somewhat harmless can come back to get us, because they are monitoring everything they do. They are going to adjust their methods based on what we're doing. And that's something we really have to keep in mind. And General Alexander is, I think, an absolute patriot. I think he's...
I'm going to stop it right there, and I'm going to take a break real quick. The number is 347-945-5229. I really, 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 really have an issue. You know, you telling me that you're paying attention and saying, listen, we're not spying on American citizens, but we are collecting data from everyone so that we can focus in on people who may not be friendly to Americans. I really have an issue with them, and it does infringe on your Fourth Amendment right, more so than you know, because technology is a monster. You know, I got in a car accident a couple of years ago, and I was actually just a passenger, and they actually pulled the accident location with the car and how it happened from a satellite to show us so that we could have a case on this. I mean, I just want you to understand that you're being watched, and you can put things together through data and what they call metadata to pinpoint a lot of stuff. That's how things happen within the marketing and technological, and there's a science behind it. And I'm trying to schedule a guy to come on and talk to you about this from a more technical view so that you will understand that we should be concerned. We should be concerned about the government. And we should be concerned about the government and what they're doing. And saying, you know what, listen, I'm not going to give you a pass on anything. Americans are going to have to wake up and start taking responsibility for the freedoms that they have, because if you do not take responsibility for the freedoms that you have, you won't have any freedom to take responsibility for. We are infringing upon the freedoms of Americans every day, and we're lessening it by the sake of security. And things are going run amok. Like I said, if you have all these enforcement agencies and none of them are linked together, and you're paying for training for all of them, and everything is separate in its own house, but yet everybody's paying for this, and everything is getting to the place where everyone's asking everyone to become streamlined. But here we don't want to do that with our government. That's just insane. That's the best way I can put it. That's just insane. And it's time for us to wake up and say, you know what? No more insanity. We need to become an environment to where we have accountability and responsibility for our own lives, and we're going to hold the government in which we are accountable for what they do. We are supposed to be a representative government, a government that is represented by the people, for the people, and is supposed to enact on behalf of the people. And what is going on right now, you've got these group of wacky politicians who are on their own agenda, both Republican and Democrat. They're not doing what's best for you. And because they've made you feel powerless, and we've given them power so they feel powerful, we are sitting on the sidelines and we're getting hosed. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back in a moment.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal: ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. Columbiana County officials have charged a 34-year-old Boardman man with killing his live-in girlfriend on June 5th. Mason Faisal is held on $1 million bond. Officials say 32-year-old Samantha Chastain was strangled. Police say Chastain had ended her relationship with Faisal before she was killed. A former Youngstown man is accused of causing a fatal crash Wednesday afternoon in downtown Los Angeles. California officials say 43-year-old Youssef Adhami's tow truck hit a Metro bus after he sped through a red light. Adhami was convicted in a police chase and bomb threat back in 2008. Ohio's auditor says the state can cut down on Medicaid fraud by verifying that home health care workers are what they say they are. A performance audit report says telephone monitoring of home service providers can help reduce fraudulent Medicaid billings and save the state almost $20 million a year. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Candida, the silent attacker. Candida albicans is a fungal parasite which excretes toxic waste. This waste can get into the bloodstream and cause a wide variety of other symptoms, such as bloating, mental fogginess, depression, diarrhea, exhaustion, bad breath, menstrual pains, recurring vaginal or bladder infections, anxiety, constipation, environmental sensitivities, fatigue, food sensitivities, insomnia, low blood sugar, mood swings, ringing in the ears, and sensitivity to odors. Diets high in bread, pastas, pastries, and other cooked starches and refined sugars feed candida, as does the use of antibiotic pharmaceuticals, which may kill off beneficial bacteria in the gut along with the harmful bacteria they are meant to eliminate. The beneficial gut bacteria are key in keeping overgrowth of candida in check. To get started on your road to wellness, give us a call at EC Cairo and Wellness Center, 330-505-3515. Check us out on the web at ohiodccairo.com or on Facebook at DC Cairo.
At Early & Sons Relocation, we know about the heart and soul of a home. Early & Sons Relocation specializes in coordinating life's changes. For your basic needs, rely on Early & Sons Relocation. For downsizing, organizing, relocation services, lawn care, handyman services, or age-in-place plans for your current home, call Early & Sons Relocation for your free consultation to make your transition as stress-free as possible. Early & Sons Relocation Moving Coordinators, 330-501-7004 or earleyandsons.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
For high-end solid wood products, trust the Amish craftsmanship of Weaver's Furniture. Living rooms, nurseries, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, offices, bookcases, and more. Handcrafted from oak, hickory, cherry, maple, and quarter-sawn white oak. Custom orders are available. Just stop by the Weaver's Furniture showroom at 4537 Gates Road, Middlefield, Ohio. Check out the country home decor items while you're there. For store hours and more, call Weaver's Furniture 440-693-4685.
President Obama raises the stakes in Syria's civil war, ordering shipments of weapons to moderate rebel forces. The decision comes after the White House said it had confirmed that troops loyal to President Bashar al-Assad have used chemical weapons during the conflict, killing up to 150 people and crossing what the president has described as a red line. Good morning. I'm Michael Casey. Welcome to the News Hub. For more on this significant development in a war that is now into its third year, we turn to Andrew Tabler, Senior Fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So, you know, Andrew, this announcement comes some weeks after the rebel forces first claimed that the government had used chemical weapons against their people. Some will say the decision to arm them is a case of too little too late. Are they right?
Well, not entirely. The rebels are desperate for weapons. We're still not sure if the administration, they are definitely providing military support. It's unclear exactly if they're providing weapons and what kind of weapons those will be. And that's really where the details are here. If they provide something sophisticated, something that will allow them to push back Assad's aircraft and troops more effectively, then this can change the tide of battle. If it's just something light or non-lethal in nature, it's unlikely to change the balance on the ground.
Okay, it's our understanding that it was, in fact, lethal weapons, but that, of course, would be significant. We also understand that there's a no-fly zone, no-fly order in place over Syrian airspace. Is that, how significant is that?
Well, it would depend on what kind of options they would be looking at. That's certainly one of the options, and that would allow, you could create a no-fly zone, for example, with Patriot missile batteries, using aircraft that are just in neighboring countries, or finally flying over the country. So there are a lot of different options. They're all being explored. As everybody looks and watches the Syria crisis reach the approximately 100,000 killed in the former Yugoslavia, but in half the time. And that's what everybody's staring at.
Right. It's a history repeating itself is the great concern. But the other concern, of course, I mean, to use almost the cliche, is the Vietnam one or let's say the Afghanistan one. I mean, is the U.S. at risk of dragging itself into a difficult sectarian conflict that just could drag on in an extremely complicated scenario right on the border of Israel.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where even though you didn't break it, you still might buy into the cleanup. So far, just this year, the U.S. has spent $760 million on that cleanup. That's substantial, and that's only going to go up soon.
Right. And what about the state of the war, though? Because, of course, in this interim period, Assad has gone into something of an alliance with Hezbollah and has made some progress, particularly in battles for strongholds in Aleppo. How close are we to sort of some shift in the war there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Assad is on the offensive, mostly through help from Hezbollah and the Iranians, learning a little bit from their mistakes. Now, whether they retake Aleppo or not is another matter, but the rebels now are having to make hard choices. This is only going to be one battle in a pretty long war that's likely to last years in what we call today Syria.
And what do we know about this chemical weapons use? Apparently relatively small amounts, but of course, even small amounts, of course, is an extreme breach of international norms and accepted practices. And how significant was it? And really, why would they have used it, knowing this could only provoke the international community?
I think they were calling Obama's bluff. I think they knew that he didn't want to intervene, that they were testing and pushing the red line. Assad does this all the time, and he gets away with it. And so far, he has gotten away with it. The question is, will the Obama administration's response stop him from using the full lethality of his arsenal? He has a lot more nastier weapons in his arsenal. He could use them against his own people, and that would be a disaster for them and a disaster for U.S. foreign policy.
And, of course, some of those nasty weapons have been delivered by Russia. And I understand that the administration has shared the information it has on the chemical weapons use with the Russians. Is this likely to sway Moscow in any way?
I doubt it. So far, they've backed Assad to the hilt, and I don't expect they're going to walk away from him right now, but we'll have to wait and see.
Could this escalate even further, ground troops, U.S. troops?
Well, that's the problem. The conventional wisdom of the administration is, wait, don't get involved, and it'll get better. That hasn't happened going on 2.5 years. It's hard to see how doing more of the same, keeping a hands-off approach, is going to make this better. But troops, boots on the ground, unlikely at this point, certainly not in offensive capacity, but it's early on in the war, and we really are staring and looking into the abyss as we look at the Syria crisis.
Well, you obviously follow this very closely. What would you advocate as the solution at this stage?
Yeah, I've written this up in an upcoming piece for Foreign Affairs, and it's very simple. One is you have to lay down the red line. Two, you have to establish safe zones. Three, you have to work with the opposition in border areas of Syria and within the country. And then last but not least, we have to go to negotiations involving the Russians. Until now, the administration has reversed that. They've pursued negotiations first and dealing with rebels last.
All right, Andrew. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Well, any comment? I put some stuff out there. The number is 347-945-5229. I've got, we in America are taking too much too lightly. And as long as our lights are coming on and as long as, it's not affecting us and in America and we don't see it, we think that everything is okay. And we are in some very, very treacherous times. And the people that are out there don't like Americans. And America is sitting on the sidelines, as a friend of mine says, having a cocktail, not paying attention to what's really happening. And because we are not paying attention to what's happening, and because we're not, engaged into this, we don't realize that someone can come in and change our whole landscape. And all the technology and all the, they're not listening to your calls today. They're not, it's not affecting me today, but they have the capability to do so. And once they begin to shape this stuff, if something accidentally happens and it gets put in the wrong hands by the wrong person, I don't think we understand the havoc it can place on the everyday citizens of the United States. And we're headed into some treacherous water. We've taken our faith off. We no longer have any hope. We no longer teach dreams. And today, is Flag Day. Look around your neighborhood and look at just how many people have just even remotely thought to put, not put a flag out, but remotely thought to say, you know what, I don't even have a flag to put out. We don't teach patriotism to our community anymore. Our young kids, as long as they have their cell phones and they have their games and they have their clothes and they can go to the mall, they think everything is okay. And I blame that on the adults because we don't care either. As long as it doesn't affect me, we really don't care. And we're going to have to say, you know what, enough. We need to pay attention. We need to take our responsibility, and we need to do something about what it is. And we need to stand up on our own two feet and start using a common sense approach that we have. We have the common sense that we need to make things happen. We just have to do it. The problem is we become so lazy that we're waiting for other people to get it done for us, and we think that other people care. We think that we send these people to Washington and your senators and your congressmen and your presidents and that they're going to do the right thing. And they're not. And I don't understand how people cannot see them not doing the right thing when things are as crazy as they are today. Hi, 724, your mic is on.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, I just on Syria, I mean, we shouldn't even be bothering with Syria, and for this reason, because both those sides, Assad and the rebels, neither one of them is friends with us. We're going to now support the rebels, and they've already told us that they support Al Qaeda. There's Al Qaeda elements in there.
So why are we supporting them? I'm confused.
Because now they've crossed the red line that they crossed again. I mean,
what red line?
That's the
we
one
keep
where
moving
they,
the red line.
Apparently the Assad regime used chemical weapons on their own citizens. I mean, it's bad in Syria, Tracy. And there's no, they keep saying that we'll never have boots on the ground. But what happens when we start flying? You know, or enforcing a no-fly zone, and one of our pilots gets shot down. We always get drug in when they say no boots on the ground. Said that in Vietnam. They said that in Korea. It's there's no winner. There's nobody for us to sit on the sidelines and root for which side wins because neither one of them are friendly to us.
So why are we putting our nose in other people's business?
You know, you would think, Tracy, and I know they've always talked about how Saudi, you know, the Middle East is key to United States access to that oil. But you could eliminate all that if 3-4 years ago they approved the Keystone Pipeline and start not being so anti-fracking and just, you know, do the oil that we got here. Then we really, really don't care what happens in Syria. But, I mean, there is no winner for us. Normally you could sit there and say, okay, if the new regime goes out, but the rebels that we're talking about funding are already, they're out there proudly proclaiming that they have Al-Qaeda elements in it.
So
and,
why are we playing?
And Tracy,
why are we playing with them?
And Tracy, well, you know, they look about the, and they're talking about how Assad, how he treats his own people. But you can go YouTube any video that these rebels that we're going to be supporting, and you'll see some atrocities. I mean, they're taking these supposed, you know, they're going into towns and villages, and if they think you and your family supported the current president of Syria, they kill everybody, women, children, everybody.
Larry,
but we're going to support them.
Larry, you're not answering my question.
Yeah.
Then why are we going? Why are we playing?
Hello.
Hold on, 440. Why are we playing? Go ahead, 440.
I can tell you why.
Why?
Because he wants us to. Because he wants to take our minds off the scandal. That's all this is. He does this all the time. Don't look at my right hand. Oh, look over here at my left hand. Obama does this all the time, and no, how people can't see this is just beyond me. It ain't nothing about helping anybody. We got so many scandals, and he just wants to take our mind off of it. That's all it is. That's all it is. Look at the magician. Look at my right hand, because I don't want you to see what I'm doing with my left hand. That's all this is. He doesn't give a crap on whose side wins over there. There, on both sides, they're our enemy. Who cares? Let them kill each other off. Let's keep our nose out of it. He's always talking about, let's not go to war. Yeah, well, when it's real convenient for you because your butt's under pressure now. Now we're gonna step into a war. That's great.
Yeah, Larry, you agree with that too?
It's a distraction, but I mean, a political distraction that's going to cost us not only money but lives. Because
he doesn't care just as long as his butt's not in a sling. That's all he cares about.
And he opened up his big mouth again. He opened up his big mouth again when he said that there was a red line that they were going to cross. Well, Assad crossed it a few times. So now, you know, basically this is what we're left with is a president like this that really nobody respects, both internationally and nationally now. I mean,
I thought everybody was in love with this guy. He was the best thing since sliced bread. What are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you right now, Tracy, I saw polling by the Gallup and a couple others that showed that GW is actually polling better right now than the one.
Well, Larry, this is not you got to prove that. Something wrong. They told me this was he was internationally recognized as one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. What are you talking
about?
Well,
that's what they said. That's what they said, Tracy, but the numbers don't lie. I mean, these are Gallup.
So you think this is a shell game too, where you know, look over here, this will take our focus off of IRS Benghazi, ABC, CBS, look at me, telephone, Verizon, AT&T, Navy Six, and I think I missed a couple.
Well, you missed the biggest one of the ball. Is
broadcasting from
every time you open up or the laptop or a newspaper, you see more bad news about it. I think I saw last week there in Ohio, premium rates increasing up to 80% when
that's
they
were correct.
Supposed to,
that's a,
yeah, they were
that's,
supposed to bend that cost curve down.
But that's gonna I saw I was looking at a Cosmopolitan magazine on yesterday, and they were asking what was on your mind, and it was a young girl in there saying, I can't believe I'm paying so much in taxes. I'm paying more in taxes this year than I did last year. And she wasn't a wealthy young girl. She was just, people on the street. And that was on her mind.
Didn't he say it was only going to be people making over $250,000?
Yeah, that's what they said.
And that didn't happen?
No, that didn't happen.
Wow. When do these young kids go out that are buying health care once they get off past age 26 and they realize that they're footing the bill for most of the other people that are either can't afford it or are so sick that they can't get, couldn't get it prior to that? Because that's who's shouldering the burden, the young and the middle class, Tracy, the true middle class.
I thought that wasn't going to happen.
Well,
I got some issues today. I got some issues today, and I don't think we're paying attention, Larry. I really don't think we're paying attention. And even with this metadata and everybody trying to say, well, it's national security, do we really understand that the secrecy of it and what they're doing, if we continue to do this, we're going to be in a lot of trouble?
Well, Tracy, what I have found when I've challenged any of these still, and there's still some Obama supporters out there, how they could do that, I don't know, but they are. And
oh, there's a bunch of them out
retort,
there.
Oh, yeah, well, their retort is either they say, well, Bush did this or Bush did that, or or they say, well, at least he tried, but, you know, you can get an A for effort, you know, on the football field and still get your butt whooped.
But this ain't football.
But you tried. Trying to give an analogy.
Larry. This is my problem. This is not football. This is going to change the course of the direction that America goes, and it will never return again. And if we're not careful, we're going to lose the liberties that we have. And I like freedom.
Tracy, the man said everything that he's doing. He said this one during the campaign back in 2008 and again in 2012. And you or I or anybody else, especially you and I, if we said anything, we were Uncle Tom, race fell out, whatever. If you was white, you was labeled racist.
But this is way past racist, Larry.
What's that?
This is crazy. This can ruin this can ruin the life of every American in the world.
Tracy, every once in a while when he's not got that teleprompter in front of him and somebody gets him, like whether it was the plumber up in Toledo, Joe the plumber, and he spread the wealth around, that's what he meant. Or when he talked about and got caught on a hot mic out in California talking about everybody's utility rates would go up because he was going to put, you know, the restrictions on. That's another one that you failed to mention there. The EPA is getting ready to issue a ruling that basically you will not see any more new coal-fired electric plants, which is going to be devastating to you and I because, you know, if you build a new one with, like, to utilize this natural gas, that costs more. And I'm telling you, the public utilities, they pass that cost on to you and I and businesses and everybody else that needs electric in the form of higher rates. So you're taking more out of my weekly or biweekly check in taxes, but everything else keeps increasing. Don't make sense, Tracy.
And the problem is you don't hear people having a conversation about this.
A lot of people that bought into his utopian dream and change and hope and everything else, some of them are still true believers, still drinking it. The other ones are so, you know, it's one of them ones where you get in so deep and so vested in something and then you don't want to believe it to be true. Like, that happens everywhere. I really honestly, the week of the election, I thought Blackwell had a chance and Strickland beat him all the way up and down Ohio. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get invested real deep like that, but then, you know, Ohio made the mistake and that affected Ohioans. But, you know, when you do, the president makes a mistake like that, Tracy, it affects everybody.
I am just so very concerned, and I don't think I think we take too much for granted, Larry. I do. We really don't understand that we can lose all of our freedoms based upon decisioning. And these guys who call themselves politicians, they any time that you let a woman tell you we got to pass the bill to know what's in it, and you pass it, and nobody challenges, the media doesn't challenge this woman, nobody challenges her and or anyone else who passes the bill and did not read a page of it.
Well, I've been in a running debate for the last 2 days with a guy, and he's a good friend of mine. And it was all about Obamacare, but it was very similar to that, Tracy. I mean, you've seen, because I posted, there's a lot of congressional staff that are upset that they're now going to be, and a lot of them are younger, you know, the gophers, but they're talking about leaving and going out into the private place because they can't afford Obamacare. The congressmen are worried about it. They call it a brain drain down there in Washington, D.C., and that may be a good thing. I don't know, Tracy. But
that's why all they'll do is pass a piece of legislation and exempt themselves from it.
You know,
don't you see them trying to exempt themselves from it?
Yeah, they tried to, but it was put into the bill on the final, you know, I never went through reconciliation. I forgot they just forced that one on. But there was an amendment in there that made Congress have to abide by the same rules as everybody else, which is the way it should be anyway. But they did it with Obamacare. But now these congressional staffers, they're looking at it and they're saying, I can't afford this. Not only that, you know, with rent down in D.C. like it is and everything, they can't afford it, so they're fleeing. And you got, I think it was a congressman from Connecticut that was boo-hooing on it, and I posted it on my Facebook page there. But
I got to check,
you know,
that one out.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he was upset. I mean, he was very upset. But he was one of the lead sponsors before Obamacare. He said it's unfair that his congressional staffers have to abide by this policy. But he voted for it.
Wait a minute. I got to hold on.
Sort of like, yeah.
But sort of like who?
Mary Landrieu. Did you hear her yesterday make a complete fool of herself?
She's the
senator from Louisiana there, and she was, you know, that her and Senator Thune from South Dakota were going back and forth, you know, on this immigration bill. And she basically dismissed him, said that South, you know, she trusted McCain more because his state that he represents bordered Mexico when South Dakota only bordered Canada.
Huh?
And they didn't need to worry about that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she had no idea that South Dakota is landlocked by all U.S. states around it, Wyoming, North Dakota. Then she called the border fence stupid, and they've been ripping her pretty good because she had her geography bad. But she voted for, she called the border fence down there a dumb fence instead of a smart fence. She called it dumb, but she voted for it.
Oh, man.
She voted for it, Stacey.
Hold on, Larry. Local call, your mic is on.
Hi, Trace. It's Deanna.
Hi, Deanna.
You know, yesterday I was listening to Mark Levin, and he was talking about the president's vacation that's planned. Have you heard about this month? He was planning to go on a safari.
No, I missed the safari.
Oh, Tracy. It could cost between $50 million and $100 million for he and his wife, and I don't know who else, to go with them on a safari to Tanzania. They said that they would have a floating ship in the waters close by in case they needed medical care. They would have a military teams to in helicopters and on the ground to protect them from cheetahs and other animals that could attack. There were supposed to be 14 limousines that were specially prepared for protection, you know, bulletproof glass and all this. And then I thought I heard that we were also taking bulletproof glass to install in the area where he's staying to protect him. It was crazy. As they were reading through the list, my eyes glazed over, and I thought, I can't believe this. But, yeah, they were supposed to go here in June and take this $50 million to $100 million safari. And then in August, they're going to Martha's Vineyard for a little getaway. And I think it breaks my heart because you've got good people who can't find work. You've got people struggling who are paying their taxes, and they're being, investigated. And everybody's, you know, lives are open to scrutiny. And I think shame on our president and first lady for doing these kinds of things. I mean, how could you justify this kind of an expense at this time? And
wow.
Yeah, they said that, you know, very rarely do they come out with the cost figures when they talk about, you know, their vacations. But this was, if you know, you're good on the computer, you'll be able to find
it. I'll pull it up. And hey, listen, I'm done. I'm going to go and put a best of on. I've got to go to a meeting, and Jeff won't be able to come in and relieve me. So listen, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. And don't turn the channel. Stick and stay. I don't know what they're going to be playing, but it'll be a good one. And you can just listen to what we were talking about on that day. Thanks for calling in, Diane. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. God bless you.
God bless you, too. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll be back on Monday live with you. We're looking forward to having a conversation with you. We're always looking to be here with you, and we'll tell you about the conversations that we had this afternoon. Again, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. We'll be back in a moment.
Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first...
By a mechanic.
Carfax even offers a free site to check for reported flood damage. Go to flood.carfax.com. I'm Rob Dalton.
They're...